Another deadly day began in Gaza. People in central Gaza City woke up to the sound of explosions that rocked their houses, raising some of them to the ground. Many people were trapped under the rubble, while others who found a way out saw themselves in the midst of suffocating the smoke of the white phosphorus bombs fired by Israeli jets. Today, a new aspect of war was unfolded. This time, even the dead were not spared. Residents of Sheikh Rodwan neighborhood in northern Gaza said that tens of graves in the region's cemetery were destroyed, with the flesh and bones of the recently buried strewn around the graveyard. Scenes of devastation have become an increasingly common sight in Gaza, which has been subject to relentless aerial bombardment and tank shelling for 19 straight days. Thousands of residential houses have been reduced to rubble, with mosques, schools, hospitals, farms, and grain fields, among other targets, hit. Analysts say that Israel is expected to step up its attacks against the civilians to push Hamas to accept a ceasefire with Israel's imposed conditions at the heart of it. This comes as Israel has failed to achieve its initial goal of stopping the rocket fire from Gaza into Israel by Palestinian resistance fighters.
It's very clear that Israel is targeting the Palestinian innocent civilians, as mainly children and women. It seems to me that Israel is trying to put more pressure on the Palestinians to accept the Israeli conditions to stop the war, and trying to put more also pressure on Hamas to accept the Israeli conditions to end this war.
The Gaza Strip, home to over 1.5 million Palestinians, has been under a tight Israeli siege for almost 2 years. This has made Gaza a disaster zone amid growing number of civilian casualties. Here in Gaza, people die twice. The first time when they are killed by Israeli airstrikes and tank shelling. Then when the missiles hit their graves. It's a war that knows no red lines. Yusuf Al-Halo, Press TV, Gaza.